plagued a potential nugget.
Pops, thank you so much for your time. Excited to be talking to you.
Thank you.
Congrats on the launch of the new book. We'll talk about it in a few minutes, but I'm excited about the new venture you've started, Hyper Collective. So tell us a little bit about Hyper Collective, but more importantly, what lies behind you setting this up?
I think there are two things. You know, one is advertising and communication ecosystem has not changed for many years.
Uh-huh.
As the industry is progressing, now digital technology has come in.
Yeah.
And marketers have far more choice, far more tools now.
Mm-hmm.
People are changing. So mm-hmm. they're also adopting newer technology. So how do you become relevant to this new audience? Advertising agencies were not doing it. So I thought, you know, a technology company will help me.
Okay.
So I joined a technology company, learned everything. It was almost like a break and then take going to a university mm-hmm. For me.
That's the Sapient experience.
That's the Sapient experience. And then I came back and I realized that no individual company can ever cater to the entire landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So you need specialists. You need to collaborate with many people.
Mm-hmm.
So gone are the days where companies are started by individuals.
Right.
Now you see 3-4 people coming together
right.
and then starting. So that collaborative nature of bringing all the expertise together and also build certain kind of agility
mm-hmm.
where we can change and where we can bring in the latest cutting edge technology to our clients, you know, within no time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the background with which so I scanned many companies.
Right.
And finally, we zeroed in on 28 companies.
Okay.
And then we have another 40 affiliates and close to 60-70 individual consultants in the platform. So we use all of them to really deliver the results to the clients.
Very interesting. And across these 28 or 60, depending on how you cut it, are there themes in terms of types of companies? In the sense, classic marketing, digital, how do you segment them?
Yeah, one we have, you know, we have segmented everything into 4 buckets. You know,
okay.
The first is strategy.
Okay.
So you have business strategy, you have creative strategy, you have brand strategy, and then you have got experience strategy, and then you have got performance strategy, you have got e-commerce strategy.
Okay.
So all the strategies are in one bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that there can't be hundreds of strategies. You know, there's only one strategy called business strategy.
Sure.
And everything must flow out of that. So
sure.
We have some companies and some individuals in actually helping us in the strategic part of it,
mm-hmm.
which is where most of our work, 80-90% of the work we have been doing last 6-8 months,
sure.
which was all strategy, developing strategies for them. The second is the creative bucket.
Okay.
The creative bucket is not just television commercials, but, you know, going on to the YouTube, social and gaming, you know, mixed reality, AR, VR,
wow.
Bringing all the things together, 360. So a lot of things which we are doing, which are all very, very creative in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Even doing digital experiences, you need to have the ability to tell the same consistent brand story and then create the experiences which evoke the same kind of response
sure.
which you seek. So that's the second bucket, you know, which is where all the creative actually sits in.
Mm-hmm.
The third is the technology.
Mm-hmm.
While we leave it to a lot of clients to do their own back-end technology, if they don't have, then we have a couple of people in our group, you know, who can actually come in and build the entire platforms, integrate all the data, and then make sure that all the things have been in place.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do all the front-end work. You know, we have a lot of experienced designers, you know, who come in with a lot of UI, UX experience in that. And then we do, as I said, you know, a lot of innovation, whether it involves technology or physical, you know, both physical and technological.
Sure.
And then stitching of, you know, very complex VR films into a storyline. So a lot of, you know, technology-driven experiences which we create, whether it is web or otherwise or on mobile. So that sits into the technology bucket. You know, we don't do back-end technology.
Mm-hmm.
We do front-end technology.
Right.
And then back-end, if clients want us to orchestrate, then we bring in those specialists. Then the last part is data and analytics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, data, usually, you know, there are two kinds of data. There are visible data,
mm-hmm.
Which is all your social media data,
sure.
You know. And invisible data, you know, your journeys, your paths, you know, how, what was really happening when you bought one piece. How did you end up buying the second one?
Mm.
You ended up buying the second one. So tracking the consumer journeys, you know, tracking the behavior of people, trying and understand what they are doing. And then we have a lot of partners, you know, who do a lot of predictive analysis for you, you know, where you can use the data to really predict and also the consumer intelligence to predict which platforms will deliver most or which length and which topics you can really pick and take it forward. So that's a model, you know. We bring in the entirety of strategic thinking, creativity, marketing technology, and data and analytics and performance so that we take ownership from end to end.
Fascinating. Fascinating. And this is through a combination of in-house resources and a network of affiliates to drive the value.
In-house resources are far more like orchestrators, you know,
understood.
People who are there in the content technology.
Understood.
So they deal with the client end also.
And they connect the dots across these buckets.
Across this. And then we also have, you know, very large muscle of creative.
Got it.
Which is what was lacking in all the verticals. So we bring in that ability, you know, creative ability.
Very, very interesting.
The key takeaway for me from this piece was the fact that we live in a world where there's a lot of value being added at the intersection of disciplines. While there's something to be said about deep domain capability in a certain area, there are fascinating opportunities that lie in the convergence of topics and fields where there's an opportunity to rethink the way value is being added. It was also interesting to hear Pops talk about him going out of the comfort zone to join a tech company, Sapient, after a long successful stint in the ad world, and then launching Hyper Collective. In a way, this is an indication of how careers will look more and more as we move forward into the future. We need to be willing to take a leap, explore a new frontier, and that might possibly open a door to something else at some point, and we go from there. As Linda Grattan of London Business School says, gone are the days where life would be divided up in three clean compartments: study, work, and retire. Like Pops talks about his Sapient experience as a learning experience, I guess we need to start getting used to mixing up studying, working, and retiring as we move through life. Thank you for listening. Just a quick note on how the content is organized in the podcast. At playtopotential.com, you could access each of the journeys and either listen to the full conversation or a particular nugget. If you want to access specific themes around leadership or transitions, you could visit the curated playlists section at the website. To give you a flavor, topics include women leadership, resilience, early formative years, reinventing yourself, and so on. If you find the podcast purposeful, do take a moment and leave a review on iTunes.